it make your heart race. Ladies, gentlemen, everyone in between, welcome back to Wicked Space Radio, our first show of 2015. I'm going to have to carefully read you out the numbers here because I don't even know how to call into this. But if you want to, it would be our pleasure to take your phone call. You can interrupt us anytime. It's 855-345-4721 for that's toll free for our American listeners. And yeah, call on in. And 646-378-1762 will be here for the, oh, that's Canada International, everybody else. So two numbers to call in, one show. We're here for the next hour talking some shit. Listen to Wicked Space music. Thank you to Shades for the intro. Man, see if someone... It's been a little while since we've been on the radio. I'm figuring out buttons here. Calling out phone numbers. And I feel like there's something else I'm missing. I just really can't think of it. Oh, yeah. It's that guy.
Oh, yeah. You know what time it is. About time. Right out the goo for your chef. Push your 40 out. Push your 40 out. Push your 40 out. Push your 40 out. Get that motherfucker 40 out. Push your 40 out. Push your 40 out.
All right. We got. Yeah, bring Chef 40 out. We got Chef 40. We got the phone numbers. Am I forgetting anything?
No, I think you got it, man.
Yeah, if you don't know me by now, oh, it's this Azriel motherfucker, so,
This is Azzy.
Yeah.
yeah, sorry, I just coughed in the mic. Yeah, we've been away for a bit, so this is all new again.
Yeah, do you remember that Roadrunner cartoon? I felt like we were just cruising, man. We're just, running. And then all of a sudden we transformed into Wile E. Coyote and we just kind of fell off a cliff for a bit, disappeared. But we're back with some more dynamite, ready to blow shit up. And yeah.
Just hit that wall, the tunnel.
You mean? Running around.
Yeah.
So
no shit. So what's up?
I've been busy doing some shit, my brother. Busy doing some shit.
Well, oh, is this where I ask what?
Yeah. Thank you
oh,
for
okay.
making a conversation.
What?
Oh, man. I've been working on the website. If you don't know what the website is, it's wickedspacearmy.com. The walls have been broken down. We're back in space. You better have checked it out, man. It's a little fresher look. It should be a little faster to navigate through. We got the chat on there, all the mixtapes. A lot of new videos and music for... content, that's the word I'm looking for. We got content on there.
We got content, finally? No, I'm just kidding.
We have content.
We always
yeah.
had that.
Yeah.
I'm just
I haven't
saying.
Been vlogging yet, but I got to learn the whole English language, how to type and spell, get my high school degree. And actually, no, I got that one. College is where I kind of stopped.
Stop giving a shit.
Well, they made me take a history class and a statistics class at the same time, and that was everybody's worst mistake, because all they did was teach me how you can just, like, change everything, like history and stats. It's just, like, whatever the fuck you want it to say, and then you sell it to somebody, and it's in a textbook. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, wickedspacearmy.com, at the very least. You should get your asses on there. We got three new music videos for you to check out, and I'll be playing the music of all of them shortly here. But Morbid Psychosis with Back.
Molly,
yeah, Molly Gruesome
Molly
with
Gruesome.
Nothing Left. Her new music videos up on there. And JP the Hustler from GRE. He's featuring Necro G. He's got Soldier up on there. So we'll be listening to that music shortly.
Nice.
And,
I like that.
But first of all, we got some business to talk, Chef.
What?
Business.
Well, I heard you, but what?
Well, the first one's a little personal. I lost my ball.
Uh-oh. You lost your ball? You ball
I'm ballless.
You're ballless? Which one,
yeah.
Left or right?
We went over the center, but yeah. For those listening at home.
You got another one in the middle? the tripod.
Yeah, so what was I talking about? I was actually talking about my voice here. I hope you can hear me all right, because I normally got my beautiful snowball microphone, and now I'm just using the built-in laptop microphone. So
you just got this whole ball thing going on.
Yeah. I miss my ball, but I'll gaze back into it another day. I know it'll come back to me. It's like a good cat. Maybe not the next day, but it'll roll around. But actual business is we haven't done the radio show in a while. And I don't know if this is new or I just forgot, but when I was setting up this episode, we have to put a rating for the show. Rated PG. No, like parental guidance kind of shit for kiddies. The show.
Why?
Yeah. Well, I'm like, fuck it. Right now, I'm going to say fuck. You're on
the
internet. I don't know if
don't
fuck
be
is
a
okay.
Fucking idiot.
I know. So right now, we're public. So right now, we are a public show. But you could rate it PG-13, or we could rate it R. But I feel that would narrow our demographics. And if a six-year-old is on the internet by themselves anyways, well, fuck you. and fuck your mom.
Well, exactly.
Not actually
and what
fuck
demographic?
Your mom.
Because, I mean, who's listening to us anyway?
Yeah. So we're... that was the first bit of business. Are we going to stay a public show, or should we rate it R since we talk about shit?
We should rate it awesome. Is there an awesome
rated
button?
Awesome. I like that. Wicked Space Radio. Rated awesome. Good. Glad
like,
we got that.
What do you rate this show? Awesome. I don't know, man.
That's no, that's good.
Totally up to you.
So, yeah, we got that out of the way. The other thing is, I don't know if you noticed, but I started listening to our show. You can So, if you missed this right now, if you were not listening right now, you can listen to this later. And I know that makes no sense, but hey, if you're listening to this later, what up?
If you're not listening to this now, you can listen to it later.
Because you can download this shit, put on your iPodies and all your MP3 players and stuff like that. But now there's like sponsors on our Blog Talk shit. So it's like, I was listening to it the other day, and it's like, boo, thank you for shopping at Walmart. Not really. It was like talking about how you can get your photos developed or something. I was like, what the fuck? Wicked Space? Radio sponsored by Walmart.
Walmart, motherfuckers. Get your shoes, get your belts, your jam on, whatever you want.
You know what? I went there the other day, and I'm not really happy with them as our sponsor, because I was literally, I don't know, I had a good, hard-working day, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to fucking munch out, watch TV, and pass out in bed. So I went and got, like, a thing of chips. I got a fucking oven pizza. I got, like, everything I got munchy food. And then not only that, they had cans of Campbell's soup on for, like, 69 cents. And Mr. Noodles. And so I'm like, I just literally got like stocked up munchy food. And I get up to the counter, and the fucking dude there is just like, wow, somebody's eating healthy for the next week. I'm like, I'm thinking just fuck you. I didn't even have anything witty to say. I just looked at him. I just stared at him. Well, he's being all sarcastic and shit, like judging me on my food choices. I'm fucking shopping at Walmart. Like,
nothing's healthy here.
Exactly. But and then I just looked at him. He's like, I'm just joking. And then he tried to sell me a credit card. And then I said no, and he seemed really pissed off and told me I had a good day before even typing out my PIN card and shit. But yeah. So, yeah, we have a sponsor. It's called Walmart. But if you would like to sponsor Wicked Space, we'll probably talk less shit about you.
Yeah, well, we'll still tell you that your food sucks. No problem.
Yeah,
it'll be not chef approved. Speaking of, took my daughter to a place, and it was the rudest food I've ever had in my life.
Like, this ain't like keeping up with the kids. Like, rude isn't like a word like sick or something. Like, now rude is bad still.
No, I'm talking like disgusting food.
Oh no,
I'm not impressed. This is not chef approved.
Call them out. I just called out our sponsor, Walmart.
No, I can't. I'm not going to call them out because that's just rude. Also,
can you tell me in private so I can call them?
It's fine. Call them out. no, I'm not going to do that because it's Hey, stop hitting the buzzer.
Well, that
it
their food was
really
wrong.
Disgusting.
Their food is
yeah,
wrong.
No, it was bad, like bad. And I'm
fine.
Worse.
Fuck waffles.
Fuck it. Exactly. I would have approved that.
Well, you at least
somebody
tell me
did
what
that.
You ate. Like I have no
waffles.
Visual in this other than you had bad food. Was that
I
real?
Had,
what was that?
Oh, that's me puking. Thinking
is that
about
a sound effect?
No, that was me.
Just
no,
right now?
No, you can make it one. Yeah.
Yeah, it will be next time.
All right.
Holy shit, that was disgusting. Anyway, sorry to cut you off. I was just, like, taken aback.
No, it was super gross. It was the most disgusting food I've ever had. And it was like $14 a meal. Like,
damn.
Get out of here. Like, meh, hit the buzzer. Where's the buzzer? Hit the buzzer. Because it was gross. And I'm not impressed. Oh, you hit the buzzer? Come on.
I hit it. You told me no buzzers. So I'm like, fuck, I have no impulse control. I can't not sit here with a buzzer and just not be like...
There it is. Oh, and then the ching. Yeah, that was perfect.
Yeah, that's our... We feel good. Hey, did you do anything good today, Chef?
Today?
Yeah, just...
Or just recently?
I don't know. What's the last thing that you did good come to mind?
Oh, man. I don't even know.
Last shitty thing?
Went to work.
Yeah! Doing
things.
Some shit. Working good.
Oh, I just burnt my hat. That's fucking cool.
Man.
Yeah.
That so I think that's all the... What's that? Sorry?
That was the worst food.
Lizzie, come say this is the worst food you ever had.
Oh.
It was the worst
verification.
Food you ever had.
Where was it? Where'd you go? What'd you eat?
I can't say that because that would be weird.
Sorry, I'm trying to get your daughter to, like, talk behind your back. There's only, like, 4 stores there. I can figure it out.
She's like the blind angling. I'm like, don't fucking say that. And then I just said it. Never mind.
All right. Well, I'm going to go check him up in the phone book and see if this... I can narrow down which place it actually is. But no, that started actually listening to some music that I was talking about there. We're going to listen to it now, but this is on wickedspacearmy.com. Chef, you want to listen to Molly Gruesome first?
Hell yeah. That's
nothing left.
Tune.
I love that.
It goes down in the dark. Where it ends, I don't know. I only know I've been down it. If hell's a dark place, and I know that I found it. Never fit in, just a loser. Never could win, always victim to abusers. And I've been fucked up since way back. It used to be so bright until it faded to pitch black. And though I smile with my face, there's a darkness that lays in my eyes. There's a rage. Covet the night, hate the days, can't spend another day, just a waste and a shame. If you've never been down there, you can't know what it is to be lost and never found there. Constantly hopeless and hating, get so overwhelmed you feel like suffocating. There's only one way. Left
to lose. You've got nothing left. Nothing left to lose. You've got nothing left. I'm not the type to make threats. If I decide to kill myself, then you won't know it till I'm dead. So you find me in the red sheets, soaked from my throat where I bled in my bed. They just said that I'm not a happy person. Maybe if I felt like I was worse, but then it's always just this misery. Nobody understands, they wonder what just gotten into me. And I tried to find the answer, but the darkness eats my mind like a bad case of cancer. I think I'm sick and there is no cure. I try to tell you all, but I can't find the words to describe. There's only one way. Left to lose. You've got nothing left. Nothing left to lose. You've got nothing left.
That, as I said, was Molly Gruesome, and this is Morbid Psychosis. Oof, oof. One Wicked Love. Y'all might laugh cause my style like trying to whip it up, but listen how I Chef, I got a feeling you're gonna like this track.
Okay, because I was like, what the fuck are you pushing? Because, like, I don't know where you are and you're not pushing shit.
Oh, no, no, we got music plays. This is Soldier, JP the Hustler featuring Necro G. You know I got them buttons.
I'm staying on the job. I am a warrant horse. I'm punching 7 clocks. I'm wearing 7 hats. I'm never getting off. I'm getting no sleep. I'm taking no vacation. I'm running so deep. I'm working in rotation. I got my magazine. I got my fire clip. My knife is brandishing. I got my torch clip. I set the place on fire. I'm pyromaniac. And I will set ablaze what I am aiming at. I got the flamethrower. So who's my next target? I set your face aflame. I got the lighters talking. I got the green and yellow. We over Hydra. I am the kingpin. I am the right bar. Street soldier. Over my shot. I thought I told ya. We don't like ya. We on fire. We shining bright star. CRE life bar. Welcome to the tight spot. Street soldier. On the mic, yeah. I thought I told ya. We don't like ya. We on fire. We shining bright star. CRE life bar. Welcome to the tight spot.
Superstar, don't lose your guard. With a group this hard, this crew in my heart. Scoop a charge, it lose the war. One scoop for more, my coup to draw. I'm rooting, roaring, raging, rocket fuel. Soccer and angel. Do they talk for days? The bunkers move your jaw from face to punches. Hey, we ain't afraid of nothing. If we play, you pay the suckers. No laser suckers. Now we all pay the suckers. Making numbers. We pray on chucks and rain and busters. So just hide and duck. Oh, it made the luck. You paid enough. Fuck it, you're breaking phone calls. Why you wish you had a life? All we do is strategize. And so my roots are satisfied. Call it group and battle cry. Speak the truth and fantasize. We form the boots of fight and die. Action time, I'm cooking spine. The tax is private, I is mine. We stacking, grinding, tracking rhymes and rapping ground. Now why is mine? Attacking fight, we're rapping strike. So scared with Mike, not fight. We try it, minimize it, dead alive. I spit soldiers, the right attack. And damn it, rise up in it. By the police, we hold it. I is fashion. Street soldier. I thought I told ya, we don't like ya. We on fire, we shining bright star. CRE life bar, welcome to the tight spot. Street soldier, on the mic, yeah. I thought I told ya, we don't like ya. We on fire, we shining bright star. CRE life bar, welcome to the tight spot.
Get him on school when I'm killing these fools. I get real, real like the planet of morals. I bang my head till I'm seeing the stores. I rust up, sorry, setting it off. Close my style to the beat of the drum. My microphone check right, come get some. Get a real numb with your baby and rum. You can tell that I'm drunk, but I swear with my tongue. Step to me and that's your career. When it comes to my service, it's a fear. Me and my team, the militia crew. Headers run a talk, only after a few. Now we go on a mission with the weapons of addition. Bringing heavy ammunition with the words that we spin. Never gonna listen to me killing competitions. And I'm saying that stars be the biker end. Yes, indeed, yes, I think I'm lost in my mind. I mean, I'm talking different than usual, but I've been said it's fine. So I'm gonna keep it jumping. Hit stick with a heavy ramen. And keep on killing it with this microphone, there ain't no stopping. We form in a lead in the fleet that'll blow your mouth off, brother. We jump on stage with the rage and the blaze just to start the starter. So here we go in your face. We putting you haters in place. You couldn't compete, you still retreating. Just say that it's great.
Man, I don't even need to say it, but I'm getting it, man. That's a wicked set of music. WickedSpaceArmy.com, and you can see the music videos for all three of those.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. I was
right, Chef?
On Facebook. Right,
you're on
Chef?
Facebook?
Oh, yeah, I was being a dink.
You know who else is on Facebook? Wicked Space Army. You better go like us, Chef.
Wicked Space Army's on Facebook?
Yeah, you should like us.
I should probably
do that. We had a bunch of new
likers
this week, and I think that's a huge shout out to Morbid Psychosis. They were showing us some love, showing the web or the page.
I know.
Space Army.
Well, Chef 4D got some new likes, and I was like, "Really? I
don't
do anything."
Well, that's strange. Someone like Chef?
I'm like, who the fuck likes
that? I'm just being a jackass. Oh, get this out of here, man. Time for.
Are we going in that segment? Are we doing the jackass?
Yeah, you tell them what it is, Chef.
I'm a jackass. I'm a fucking jackass.
It's Jackass of the Week. Well,
of the week.
This isn't... I mean, we have had a long show. I mean, a long time off between shows, so I've had a lot of people to choose from, and I think this is now a couple weeks old, but it's still recent news. Jackass of the Week is...
I want to apologize for my actions. I'm enrolling in some anxiety foundation right now. I'm trying to get it done. I love my fans. I go early these days to meet and greet them, hang out with them.
I love him so much, he hits on them, literally.
It was an early show. I usually play at night, and I've had my dinner and a... You know, I medicate. It was an early show. I had to walk like a half a mile to get to the place.
Fuck that.
I had my frustrations, to make a long story short. And I had a guy that was on the side of the stage. He was yelling at me, yelling some obscenities I don't want to really repeat. But these girls got on stage, and I asked them to leave. I was trying to keep rapping. And one girl left, and I thought both of them left, and the guy was still over there hollering from the side of the stage. So as I'm playing, I'm thinking it's the guy starting to heckle my act or do something to me. Like, when people get on stage, you don't know what they're doing. You don't know what's going to happen next, and I'm just trying to finish up my job. And I thought it was that guy. And, I turned around and, you know, man.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen the video. What do you think about the way you reacted?
It was wrong.
It was douchey.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Afro Man, Jackass of the Week. I don't have the video clip. I'm sure everyone's seen or at least heard of it or else whatever. You've heard enough. But the first time I saw it, though, I saw just this weird angle where I thought it was I didn't realize it was a fan. I thought it was like someone on stage like jamming with them. I thought she had a guitar in her hand for some reason, and because she was like cut off, so she's like backing up, dances against them, and whack, just gets knocked out. And then the video clip cut there. I saw the whole clip after, and she ends up getting up, and another guy just jumps up on stage and just looks at Afro Man. It's like, dude, what the fuck? And like goes and checks on her and shit. But yeah, Afro Man, you got way too high. Yeah, I thought he was making a comeback with his little Weed Maps commercial. That was good, but it must have went to his head. So,
Jackass of the Week for the sure.
So I thought I was done there, and you know the segment would be nice and wrapped up. Afro Man, Jackass of the Week. But then after I found that last clip of him talking and apologizing, I found this, and this is apparently the night after he punched that chick. Allegedly, again, not that I give a shit. It's the show the next night, and a guy jumps up on stage, and we're going to listen to a little Afro Man music But about 30 seconds into this, dude, you're going to hear a weird, like, pig squealing sound. And this is him grabbing a guy and throwing him off stage into the crowd of fans. Because the dude gets up on stage and starts lighting a joint. And at one time, Afro Man's like, yeah, high-fiving him. And then it's just he was there for too long, hit him again on the shoulder.
And next
and just
he's like, get out of here.
Dude, we've had people come up on stage with, I mean, I've wanted to throw a few off stage before, but I resist. You got to control that shit.
It's all good. It's all good.
And when people are offering you weed, man, you should not be throwing them into a pit of vultures. I mean,
no, you should be thankful. You should be nice.
But just listen up.
Afro Man's a dick. But.
No more morning shows, Afro.
I'm enrolling in some anxiety foundation right now. I'm trying to
anxiety
get it
foundation.
Done. I love my fans. I go early these days to meet
fans.
And greet them, hang out with them. It was an early
fans.
Show. I usually play at night, and I've had
all
my
those
dinner.
Early shows.
I medicate.
Oh, that's
such right,
a
good. It was an early show. It was Mardi Gras. I had to walk like a half a mile to get to
such
the place.
Such an excuse.
I had
half
no
a mile to get to the place.
I had to
walk like
short.
10 miles every mountain.
And
meeting.
I had a guy that was on the side of the stage. He was yelling at me, yelling some obscenities I don't want
to
really repeat.
Hey, you know what that reminds me of? We should listen to punk music.
You know what? You sound music madness. You run
and
that
And
Real
on the track with Molly Crusoe.
We should talk to the little MCs and see if that thing is going on again this year. you meant we literally brought it. We're running it this year. And then we should build a zip line and just cruise down.
All the government says that I'm a fucking ass. I'm addicted. I'm addicted to weed. I'm addicted. So addicted to weed. Not chemically, if you want to be politically correct. The government says that I'm a fucking addict. Some would say chemically my brain is hooked on weed. Well, that might be the case, cause every day I'm puffing tree. They say that I can't quit, but why would I want to? Fuck it, I'll admit it, I'm in love with marijuana. Politically I'm an addict, so I'm starting to wonder. I drink it every day, so what up, I wonder? Will it change my brain? Is it bad for my health? If I don't stop drinking, am I going to hell? Funny, call me a junkie when you're the flunky. Sitting on your ass while I'm working, making money. I'm a bad seed, because you heard that I smoke weed. But you don't even know me, and yet you wanna judge me. Fucking hypocrite, you can suck my dick. I bet you're gonna go home, get drunk, and give your wife a hit. She deserves a hit, but only from a bong. Maybe if you smoked a bit, you could all get along. I'm addicted, I'm addicted to weed, I'm addicted. So addicted to weed, not chemically, if you wanna be politically correct. The government says that I'm a fucking ass. I'm addicted, I'm addicted to weed, I'm addicted. So addicted to weed, not chemically, if you wanna be politically correct. The government says that I'm a fucking addict. I'm addicted, I gotta have it, everybody gotta have it. Got it in my jacket pocket, got it in my kitchen cabinet. Bury it with me, when I'm dead or laying in my casket. Come and reach another planet, blast it off that purple cush. Plenty ways to stash it, I like mason jars, they work fantastic. Getting twisted, listen, bump the shit and get addicted to it. Screw it, light another one, another one, another blunt. Fuck the government's opinion, smoking herb is my religion. Beat you in submission if you come and try and take it from me. Unwritten precision when I'm playing my position. On probation, what condition in this world of prohibition? Crooked cops and politicians trying to form a coalition with a diplomatic mission. They be filling up the prison. Time to stand and go against them and disprove their superstitions and renditions of tradition. Come on in and get your ticket. Here's a doobie for admission. Now come on and get addicted. I'm addicted. I'm addicted to weed. I'm addicted.
so addicted to weed. Not chemically, if you wanna be politically correct. The government says that I'm a fucking addict. I'm addicted. I'm addicted to weed. I'm addicted. So addicted to weed. Not chemically, if you wanna be politically correct. The government says that I'm a fucking addict.
They say I'm an addict when I'm fiending, it's insane. I scrape the resin out my pot to get some Mary Jane. I get the munchies so bad I'd eat about anything. From old stale chips to the hottest chicken wing. Say I'm an addict, just a little off the mark. Ain't like I'm leaving needles in the middle of the park. The worst I've ever done, well, high as giggle till I pee. Ain't nobody killed nobody cause they addicted to weed. I smoke 2 joints in the morning and I bet I get more done than you. I work 3 jobs, cook, clean, raise a kid and rap too. So quit your bitching. You don't like what I'm doing, don't be snitching. I do what I do, you do what you do. No need for all this competition. Just kick back and blaze a ball. We don't wanna hurt no one. I'm not drunk or out of control. Say I'm an addict, we got our vices, it's true. And you can judge me cause I smoke, but if you don't, I ain't gonna judge you. I'm an addict, I'm an addict. Don't know what to do about my strange habits. Firing up a flip is just automatic. Makes me feel more spiritual than a nun inside a habit. Ooh, I'm an addict, I'm an addict. Locking up my people and I'll say that I have addicts. The government makes money off smoke that cause cancer. So why's a medicinal plan illegal? What's your answer?
I'm addicted. I'm addicted to weed, I'm addicted. So addicted to weed. Not chemically, if you wanna be politically correct. The government says that I'm a fucking addict. I'm addicted. I'm addicted to weed, I'm addicted. So addicted to weed. Not chemically, if you wanna be politically correct. The government says that I'm a fucking addict. Mark Henry is a good man, sold seeds for a plan. Now the government's got him labeled as a wanted man, but not in his own land. They brought him to America. Now what the fuck's that bullshit? Bring him home to Canada. Cannabis? Yes, it gives me bliss. So while you ignorant politicians can suck a dick, trying to mess with my shit with arguments not legit. The people are spoken. Now stop all your bullshit. I know on the West Coast everybody's getting high. So why criminalize weed? We need to legalize. You demonize a plant. I don't know why we can't tell the kids the truth. Instead we choose to rant. I say the war on drugs is a failure. The poor are still poor and the bad guys are richer. Tax it, take the money back from the massholes and pass it all out. But we're passing around bowls.
Cocaine and coke down. Cut the bunga, bro, we getting high as fuck now. Sit down and light up. Cocaine and coke. blowin', blowin', smoke. Keep blowin', 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 blowin' it out. Keep blowin', 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 smoke. Keep blowin', 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 blowin' it out.
AK 47 climbing to the top, sitting on the clock or you fucking get stuck. Pop, 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 kills an automatic rifle. Turn your shit down, a little fucking trifle. Thug, you're my target, coming down the stairs. Police are on the way, and they coming in pairs. I don't give a fuck, and
good
I really don't care. Plan my escape, cause I got a hot date.
Sit down and light up, cocaine and toke out. Top of the bunker row, we getting high as fuck now. Sit down and light up, cocaine and toke out. Top of the bunker row, we getting high as fuck now. Keep blowing, 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 blowing. Keep blowing, 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 blowing. Keep blowing, 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 blowing. Keep blowing, blowing, blowing. Sit down and light up, token and toke out. Stop the bugger, bro, we getting high as fuck now. Sit down and light up, token and toke out. Stop the bugger, bro, we getting high as fuck now. Keep blowing, 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 blowing. Keep blowing, 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 blowing. Keep blowing, 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 blowing. Keep blowing, 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 blowing it out.
Blowing smoke.
Hey, let's talk about Jackal's favorite subject, sports.
He loves some sports.
Loves some sports. So I don't actually have NFL talk, but I do kind of have a semi-funny story. Only in the sense of it's not funny, it's kind of... Anyways, you be the judge.
All so, right, I will do it.
Do you know who Ray Rice is, the football player? He was. He's got like the videos of him beating his chick in an elevator, right? So,
That's what you do.
Where's the buzzer?
I don't prove that in any way, but where's the buzzer? Like, meh.
Yeah.
There it is. Okay, yeah. Okay, go
Anyways,
on.
Anyways, so, man, I, like, wasn't paying too much attention to that story, but his name was obviously out there in the news and a lot late recently, and I'm quite the action figure collector, especially when they're on clearance. So I roll down London Drugs and see their sports action figures. So I have, like, a hockey guy, and I get a football guy, and it's Ray Rice. And I'm at the fucking till, and there's no price tag on it. And they're just like, oh, and then they have to get a price check. They're like, price check for this Ray Rice action figure. So I'm standing there at the till, and then not even realizing that they're like, I'm just wondering now who is looking at me, just like, wow, that guy condones elevator beatings.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, I never thought of that till after. That, like, I'm glad I wasn't thinking of it while I was in the store. I probably would have had a panic attack. Like, that's not me. I don't want that, but no. So if anyone wants a Ray Rice action figure, starting bid, 99 cents eBay. That shit's going on there.
WickedSpaceArmin.com.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get the store going.
Because this one's from Azzy, too.
Yeah, I own that shit. Fighting championship, you know, where people beat the shit out of each other. I have an announcement to make. I have official news.
Official?
Official.
Have we passed this through the committee?
Actually, no, because I guess it would be unofficial. The UFC is dead.
Oh, it's dead?
Yeah.
Good.
And I've got three really good reasons why. I didn't even – I think it was this weekend. It happened so damn fast. Like, not only their events, there's, like, too many – it's so saturated. Like, I love the UFC. This is coming from someone who's watched it since the Ken Shamrock days. But, no, dude, Ronda Rousey, you know who that is, armbar champion of the world. I mean, I mean, hit that again. So, they're
no,
all
I
into
–
Oh, you hit that. Oh, sorry. I'm like, the button is... Sorry, background noise. Didn't you?
There's like,
a ghost.
UFC button, bitch.
Yeah. So, ambiance, I get it. So, Ronda Rousey, she's like the women's champion because they all let women fight now. They're real people, too. And
real
she
people.
Just arm... she's been the champ since the beginning. She just arm bars people, and I guess she just won her last fight in 13 seconds, which is great. Yeah, the champ is here.
Yeah, but I got buttons.
When you're paying, like, what, $50 for a pay-per-view and the main event is only 13 seconds, it's killing the sport. Also, Anderson Silva was their big champion, middleweight guy forever. He finally made his comeback, and he tested positive for drugs. So that's been the only news I saw on my, like, Twitter feed and Facebook feed about UFC recently is, like, him testing positive for drugs and, yeah, arm bars.
Okay, well, I actually have some amazing news.
UFC news?
Boxing news.
Okay, third reason. CM Punk got signed to the UFC, and that's going to kill it because it's the next Brock Lesnar. Okay, anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, that's over.
It's done.
My youngest daughter is the reigning champion of her house.
In boxing?
I bought a boxing game. And I don't know what she does, but she knocks. I'm almost done the game, and she knocks us out. Yeah.
Wait.
So
which game is this?
The champion. AA Sports something something champion.
Yeah. Okay. I think I used to play those ones for Xbox.
Yeah. It is intricate, man. Like, you gotta actually, like, left, right, like, do all your shit. Like, the last fight is, like, insane. So in light of her awesomeness, nobody can be here. I'm gonna play this. If it plays.
Oh, it will. You got an awesome build.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Yeah.
The champ, the heavyweight champion of the world, has arrived.
Yeah.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
Oh, it's here.
The champ is here.
Hey.
Well, congratulations, Chef, on getting your ass kicked.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Like, I was like, what button are you pushing?
Is this for PlayStation or Xbox?
PS3.
Oh, shit. You definitely got to give me the name of this game, and maybe I can become a challenger. It's online?
Played it online. And
we'll get our box on, man.
I never beat a single fucking guy online. Like,
well,
impossible.
You can play me and feel better, because, yeah, I've never played.
I'm like, well, I can't get up from the ground. I'm like, when I'm down, I'm down. But I can knock fools out, no problem. But me getting knocked down, I'm like, I'll just lay here.
They're a bit more intricate than the Super Punch-Out games, I guess, then, eh, for... Or is that what it's called? Super knockout?
Yeah. Like, you are like, there's like left uppers and fucking lowers and just so much shit, and you get to do a double tap. So
no double taps.
It's no double taps.
Oh, no.
I mean, unless maybe you can. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I got like all the way through the game till the end. And I can't fight that guy. Like, the first guy, you gotta fucking dodge his shit for, like, two rounds. And then you gotta, like, just punch him in the lower body for three rounds. And then you gotta, like...
Body punches.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just insane. Good game, though. Good game.
I think
But my daughter will play it. She... will knock me out in a second.
She's always been a gamer. I remember when we first met like 10 years ago, she's like, I don't even know, like younger than 5 then. She taught me how to play your James Bond game you had for Xbox. I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. I didn't know you could talk.
I'm not even talking. I'm not even talking cheeky, man. I'm talking Lily.
Oh, really? The youngest kid?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry. That's even... okay.
No, I know you assumed that, but no, it was like, we were like, what? What just happened? Like, holy, get out of here.
Violent one. Who would
Yeah, it was good times though, but and she's like the reigning champ, 7-0.
So I'm even more impressed. Like
Lacey, Ray, everybody.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm proud of her, but kind of annoyed.
Yeah, there's a game for the PlayStation Move, a fighting game where you have to like pick up both of the controllers and start swinging them around and throwing fists and stuff. But our PlayStation's right, basically in front of the hallway, so that's not safe. People are gonna get knocked out.
No, motherfuckers are gonna get dropped.
Yeah, and you're probably got to be into that game. So.
Like, boom.
Maybe another time when new house arrangement. I'll build a man cave just to have PlayStation Move and box my imaginary TV. Or the TV is real, but man, that shit gets intense. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, totally, bro. Anyway, what do we got? Like, what, 10 minutes left? 7 minutes left?
Tador, Baba, you are a piece of jabroni, piece of shit. I wish you was here so I can fuck your ass, make you humble. Have a good night.
Wow, I forgot how graphic our Sheik intro is. But yeah, that'll be a good time for Sheik tweets. We're talking about champion fighters and everything, but wow. Man, been a bit, as I said.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Again, this is apparently a public show. We'll see if we get any phone calls to complain. We'll put them right on the air. That'd be awesome. Anyway,
that'd be great. Yeah, why not put them out there and just be like, what? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not hear that bulls are dicks for anybody who calls them?
You've been directed to bulls dicks. Sheik tweets. I wanted to see what Sheik was up to, and it must be a very special day today. I think it's somebody's birthday.
Oh yeah, whose is it though?
Well, the very first tweet says, "Justin Bieber, for your fucking jabroni birthday, I put you in a camel clutch, fuck your ass, make you humble at your roast." At the tweet. I mean, at Iron Sheik. I just like mixed tweet and Sheik all together.
Well,
I was taking it back.
You're
not actually
sheiking.
On Twitter? He posted a picture with this, and he's got Justin Bieber in the picture in a camel clutch. I am hoping it's Photoshop, but yeah. I'm just disturbed. I want you to continue reading. It's like not safe. But no, I'll continue. Here we go.
Yeah, keep doing it.
I party many time in New Orleans with my black brother Junkyard Dog. I miss him and love him forever. # Team Sheiky. Junkyard Dog is... I don't know what I'm more surprised about. That Junkyard Dog is dead or he was black? I'm thinking of somebody else.
Junkyard Dog is white, man. Or
well,
Mexican
then
or something.
Why was he? That's why I'm like, okay, I'm not the only one confused. At Hulk Hogan, you have raisin balls like at Squidward 360. You both make sex tape with Bubba. # Team Sheiky. Man, there's # Team Sheiky. That's cool. Get on board.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Man.
That's hilarious.
Oh, hold up. I just dropped the Iron Sheik's Twitter here, but...
get over it.
Oh.
Stop being a baby. Tear sack.
Okay, fine. I'll give it. Found him. Good night and go fuck yourself. Oh, I should have said that to the end.
Yeah.
Oh, this was, I think, after the Star Trek guy dad. Good night. I wish you all long live and prosper and go fuck yourself at the same time.
Oh, my God. He said that to Leonard Nimoy? Come on.
No, he said, R.I.P. Leonard Nimoy, I love you forever.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on, that guy's a hero. Come on, we all know that.
Fuck # the dress. Fuck the snow. Jabroni everywhere. Yeah, he's had a good week. Stupid Dick Tack Jabroni. Fucking
get over it.
Jabroni.
Something
looked
baby.
Happy.
Cheers,
humbled
Zach.
Bubba. Ah, here they go. I love the Bushwhackers. They may be it. The WWE Hall of Fame. I'd be happy, Bubba.
Jeez, eh?
Put the Monday.
When they get parts of the car.
Dude, it's Monday tomorrow, and Iron Sheik really hates Mondays. Every Monday he's like freaking out. He's like, put the Monday and the fucking Raisin Balls, North Korea, in the camel clutch. Man, I could go on forever, but as you said, we only have a few minutes left. I have one quick little clip here I want to play.
Me.
Yeah, fuck me. There's no more radio on set. Where'd it go here?
Some big chest of buttons.
So this is real quick here. This is probably last month now, man. It's been forever. During an NHL game, Nashville Predators game. Shout out, lady. There's 90 seconds of the show left. just listen to this clip. Fuck it.
You don't like that Carter Hutton faces three consecutive shots in a quick series?
What'd that sound like to you?
Sounded like a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, it's a little hard to hear because of the gibberish and it's muffled and somebody recorded it. But apparently during the broadcast, porn was being played in the background and it was like picked up. So one of the commentators was watching porn. Here, let's listen again.
You don't like that Carter Hutton faces three consecutive shots in a quick series? You don't like that Carter Hutton faces three consecutive shots in a quick series?
I mean, of all the jobs not to be watching porn at, I think live television broadcasting is not a time. I mean, we watch porn all the time doing radio, but fuck it.
Well, I don't give a fuck. Like, that's no different. Like, I mean, rock my fucking Google Chrome shit. Well, yeah, guess what? Porn.
And the show is just about to cut out, but we'll be back next Sunday, okay? So, wicked love.
One wicked love.
Anything else? Yeah, we'll see you next Sunday. Chef 40 Azrael out. WickedSpaceArmy.com. Here we go again.
You can't see me right now, but it's Mad Pups. Owl.
Owl.
One wicked love.
Here we go again. Yeah. Azrael, hey, go check it out.
With a fork and knife, show me the food like I beat to the mic. We know what to do. I pack my rhymes like I pack my knife, ready to slice when the time is right. I want the power like a Moby Hardwick in my house, writing bars to be a star quick. I got my sights set like a fighter jet, missing out. Hope that my vision will hold. Transition from amateur to the pros, ripping my flows while smoking all reefer. Heavy in the game, might as well get deeper. Steady as the aim, plus I brought a dope feature. Connect with AC, y'all a part of the procedure. Giving it spots for no losing track. Cause since that day, I've never looked back. Now I'm so focused when I attack. Here we go again. Time to rep. Go again, a run, go tell your friends. Here we go. go again. Time to represent. Here we go again. Run, go tell your friends. Here we go again. Time to represent. Here we go again.